Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
It is now or never. I find it interesting how people allow certain things that they perceive are good and think that, oh, we got some more time. There has never been an undoing of evil in our generation. When they took prayer out of school, they've never restored it. We're nowhere closer to restoring those basic principles and morals that actually build it and foster an enlightened society with solid moral principles. And so, the fact of the matter is, there's, you know, as you look, even when Trump got elected, do you really believe that that was, you know, we were heading in the right direction? No. We were still heading in the same direction. He just shifted us sideways and gave you a different face of totalitarianism. Because he didn't undo all of the fascist government that's been created. He didn't really undo anything. It's the same thing with Reagan. It's the same thing with most of the presidents we've had in the past 100 and some years, even going back to Lincoln and before. Did Lincoln get rid of the Department of Home? No. As a matter of fact, I think Lincoln was the one that advocated the bestowing of the Department of Agriculture, if I remember correctly. I mean, I'd have to go back into, you know, and as a matter of fact, I have to go back. It's right here at my fingertips, and it's that important to actually be able to say, you know, was it Lincoln that did this to us? Who did this, right? So here we go. It was 1849 when we got the Department of Interior, and my bad, it was the Department of Justice that was advocated by Lincoln, because Lincoln actually changed the way we dealt with people. He exerted powers and basically punished people, threw people in jail and had political prisoners before they had the Department of Justice. He was the impetus for creating the Department of Justice. The Department of Agriculture, my bad, it was 1889. So anyway, but he did put America on its side, if not on its back. He prostrated us for the enemy. When we start looking at what Lincoln did, he may have done some really good things regarding slavery, but that wasn't his intent. If you read the Douglas debates, the Lincoln-Douglas debates, you'll know that this it's not like he was, you know, he saw people in the context that we were all created equal. I mean, those may have been words that have crossed his lips, but he didn't believe that. As a matter of fact, he clearly stated that he didn't believe that blacks could ever be equal to whites. I mean, anyway, you should read some of the documents that some people, you know, embrace. I remember watching a Cosby show, the Bill Cosby show, the one that was a big hit. And because he actually had a Bill Cosby show that was like in 1970, that was like a 2 year, where he was a high school gym teacher or what have you. It was funny, interesting. Anyway, getting back to the Bill Cosby show, there was this one point in time where I think it was his mother, maybe it was his wife, Claire. I forget who it was, but they got their hands on the Douglas, Lincoln-Douglas debates, and they just held it and cherished it and go, oh, this is, you know, this is so such a good thing for the history of blacks in America. And I actually cited in my book of his views, and I don't think they ever read that. I don't think anybody's ever read that. I believe everybody goes on how things have been editorialized so that people go, well, it's just like the 14th Amendment. There is way too many good conservative people that have disparaging views and actually have the incorrect view regarding the 14th Amendment. Because we've been inculcated, we have been indoctrinated into believing what they want us to believe. So don't think that the narrative is permeating strongly within the conservative realm. We are all being, or well, those of us who have broken away and have sought, you know, the truth, and actually, you know, if there's something that everybody points at and says, you know, that's not a good thing, you better reread that, because 9 times out of 10, it probably is a good thing. If you understand what I'm saying, you can't believe anything anymore. Doesn't matter if it's coming from the, you know, Fox News or if it's coming from CNN. There is no true, accurate information with what is going on and what we need to be prepared with and so forth. And, you know, it's funny how everybody's looking at the downstream view of this upcoming crisis, this upcoming food shortage crisis that we've all, you know, the Bible tells us that there's going to be famines. Have you been preparing for the famine? It's coming. And now when you get President Biden saying, you know, there's probably going to be food shortages up ahead, it's not like he's, you know, giving us a fair shot. He knows how imminent they are. They just want to make him look like an oracle, or like, you know, he's not that Alzheimer-affected dude that is unconstitutionally sitting in the White House. You know, he's really there for you. There's an upcoming election, and they're going to do everything they can to basically make you believe, like printing a lot of money and, you know, sharing food somehow or taking from others so that you can have yours. And just the thought of that, if you really think that taking from others so that you can have yours is a good thing, then you should probably have no reservations with getting on a plane and flying to China and basically saying, I'll take some eyeballs and a kidney transplant, please, and throw your $100-some thousand down, and they'll go into the gulag and into the, you know, the political prisoner system that China has, and they will go and find the person that matches your tissue and everything else, because they have a pretty good success rate with their organ transplant system. It's a pretty good system. They've got millions of people just sitting around waiting for you to come and take their organs so they can die. And so if you think that's okay, then, I mean, getting that leap to taking from others so that you can have something, that's a good thing, right? Right? That is the ultimate evil, the compulsion of taking a person's life so you can continue to live. I'm telling you, folks, we, you know, they say, you know, these times are the best times. I'm telling you, there's a reason why the Bible refers to these days as the darkest and the dreadful days of the Lord. Anyway, let me just move on, because I'm hoping that you're getting your sermons on Sundays and you're getting your scripture reading and your uplifting messages and so forth. There's a lot of things I want to get into before we get back into it, because we've really got a lot of content. And one of the things I want to tell you right now is that we're really heavily committed to maintaining this current curriculum, because I'm not going to get into the ratification debates until after the Idaho election. And so when we come back from the first break, I'm going to break down, just give you the introduction of why that Attorney General race is so important. Because I have looked and I have viewed the other statewide races, and it's pathetic. Idaho may have a new face, they may have a new spin, but they do not have a leader that is going to take them in the directions they need to go. Now, see, the best thing of what I'm doing is I'm making these assertions because there's a good likelihood that Giddings and McGreechan, or Janice McGreechan, and I don't know what the other, Dorothy Moon, a woman wide sweep, because there's three women that are conservative that are running for office. And there's a good chance that those three women will take those three offices, Secretary of State, Lieutenant Governor, and Governor. And they're all conservative. And so, like I said, when we come back from the break, I will get into why Idaho is heading down this terrible path by electing. Well, so here's the problem. It's not that they're bad people. It's just that they don't care about the Constitution. And when I say they don't care about the Constitution, they do not understand it to place context to it as a leader. If you understand where we are as a nation, and Idaho being such a dark red state, it is unacceptable. It is unacceptable in these days to understand what we need in leadership has to have a good grasp and understanding of the Constitution. I don't give a rat's behind about conservative values anymore because they've gotten us nowhere. It is proven. The empirical data is out, folks. You keep on electing conservatives, you're going to keep on getting tyranny because we had a bunch of conservatives in office, supposedly. And that's what we got. Idaho got shut down with Brad Little as their governor, a conservative governor. Anyway, as you know, this show is also sponsored by RepublicReview.org, and you're listening to the only show that gives you the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions. I want to plug Wyoming Conservative Chronicle. Please, please, please go get your subscription from them and actually start looking at how, as you read these, you know, this year's subscription that you're getting. We'll get into the other obligatories after we come back, but I want to give you the emphasis on why this Idaho election is so important as soon as we get back from the break. So I'll have it actually pinned and I can actually manage it from there. I'll explain later.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their Constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Patriots, I have to beg you, I have to beseech you, and I'm going to do this on a daily basis because we've literally got less than 3 weeks left for the Idaho election. Why is the Idaho election so important? Because I believe that if we get a dark red state to actually start supporting and defending the Constitution and actually making an example of the unconstitutional mandates, unconstitutional crap that has been fed to the people in Idaho, other states will start taking the lead. Most people are looking at Santos or whatever, the governor of Florida, as, you know, this champion of the Constitution. But yet, how often do you really hear him actually say, these things are unconstitutional? He is only a conservative governor, and he is not a constitutional governor. We need to start changing the paradigm, because bottom line, political operatives, public servants that are politicians, are creatures of survival. If they realize that you demand constitutional compliance, they will begin to conform because they'll do anything to keep their little butts or fat butts, whichever it is, in those seats of power. And the fact of the matter is, and the gloves are off here, folks. The three women that are running, Moon, Giddings, and McGreechan, in the Idaho statewide races are conservatives, just like Brad Little was a conservative. And everybody's trying to, you know, pigeonhole, well, which is the most conservative or what have you. Are you kidding me? After what we have suffered through, I'm only going to read this one short little example for you because this came from Giddings' campaign. This is her email. You know, she's probably regretting that she's even including me on this because I'm not an easy sell. I don't believe in just supporting the lesser of two evils. If you're not supporting the Constitution, get the heck out of the way. You know the old saying, lead, follower, get out of the way. And there's only one kind of leader we need. It's the leader that actually recognizes that they take an oath to support the Constitution, period. That is a legal obligation. You have no legal obligation to support conservative ideologies. None. So in her little message, she complains about this swamp creature, this Rhino Bedke. Yeah, is he conservative? He may be conservative on a few issues, maybe not as conservative as her, but it doesn't matter. Neither of them are speaking constitutional. Neither are putting anything into the context of the Constitution. There's no doubt in my mind that the Idaho people are very well educated regarding, I mean, we have constitutional illiteracy, but if there's any state, you know, it's these dark red states. When you start talking about the Constitution and putting things in context to it, these people will start getting it. They'll go, wow, that's different. I've never heard this kind of talk before. But listen to what she says. She talks, she complains about this lobbyist and, you know, having to remove them, violating the laws. But then she makes this comment. Again, in 2021, Bedke stood against doctors, nurses, and patients by supporting vaccine mandates. Well, hold on. Why did she call it vaccine mandates instead of calling it unconstitutional federal tyranny that was being rubber stamped by the state? Come on, folks. Do you want a soft pedal or somebody, though? Well, because when they have to do it, because they feel it's best for their political career, they will do it. They will violate your liberties. They will violate your rights. And they don't care because they're creatures of survival in these positions and will do whatever it takes. And they know once they have that power, they don't need you until 4 years. And they're convinced that they can continue to live in the space of ambiguity and get you to vote for them again because they will actually, they believe they will actually convince you that they are the lesser of the two evils again. Folks, it's time to actually no longer accept that paradigm. The lesser of two evils is the status quo, and it is America's problem. The only race in Idaho, in a statewide race that will actually turn heads in the nation and the world, will be the attorney general race. Listening to the attorney general debate, I am telling you, Art Maycomber will actually turn heads. When Art Maycomber actually has conversations about suing the state legislature because they are failing to protect the people of Idaho from federal tyranny by allowing the state lands to be usurped, if you have an attorney general that now, instead of goes into federal court to fight the federal government, actually goes and slaps down the state in the state courts to say, you're obligated to stop this crap. Wow, that is actually an effective view, because now we're teaching people that going into the federal courts is the wrong place in the first place. They have no jurisdiction over these things. I've been telling you. Every time you walk into a federal court, you are subjugating yourself to somebody that has no sovereignty or jurisdiction over the matter. And I prove this all the time. The fact of the matter is, folks, Art Maycomber can make more headway in Idaho, even with these three women. And he will embarrass them. And he will actually, I don't think he'll embarrass them. I think he will not humiliate them. He will bring them to a level of humility to where they actually start understanding the importance. And maybe he, as the leader at the attorney general seat, can actually change the paradigm in a positive way in getting the governor to actually operate as a constitutional governor, to get the state legislature to operate as a constitutional legislature in this union, in taking a stand and initiating republic review. Folks, we're running out of time. As we understand the peril that we're going to be facing, and as the world writes the annals of history moving forward, where are you going to stand? I beg you, I plead, please send money to Art Macomber, to his election campaign. His contact info is right up there on the webpage. And oh, by the way, we also have a debate that he just debated the other attorney generals. I want you to see the stark contrast between Art and the two, as it's framed, the two insiders. I mean, they even accepted their names. I think it was Raul Labrador, basically was the one that said, hey, here's an insider here. They're both insiders. Labrador isn't even a lawyer and doesn't even understand the Constitution. He's just a fired congressman that's just trying to stay in politics to keep, you know, keep some money on his table so that he can run for governor again. He is a perpetual candidate that's the creature of survival, trying to do one thing to the next so that he can maintain himself as a public servant. And to me, he's Raul Labrador is one of those folks, friends, that actually can turn into the despot that you would regret. You would rue the day because they'll do anything to sit in that seat of power. They understand that they only need you in the time of election, and that they can trample on you when they aren't in an election year. And that's what he will do. There's no evidence whatsoever this man understands the Constitution and will be your champion for defending and restoring all of your liberties. And I'm telling you, folks, if you can get one state, even though it may not be your state, that state can actually change the tone and sentiments in America when we actually have states. I mean, look at the little wind that the governor of Florida is creating by going after the woke corporations and so forth. I mean, everybody's talk. If you don't think that the nation will recognize a real shift towards the Constitution, out of Idaho, out of Wyoming, out of Montana, out of these dark red states. Sorry for, you know, tying my tongue up here. But the fact of the matter is, folks, when you look at what is going on and we see constitutional states shifting and states actually standing up against federal tyranny and actually getting rid of all of the unconstitutional federal strings, controls, and everything else, folks, we are going to see a real break in America. Give Art Macomber your love, and please send him any donations you can. Gas has only gone up. I mean, he's been committed to this campaign, and he deserves every bit of love you can get. He has my full endorsement, and actually, he's the only, at this point in time, he's the only candidate that has my full endorsement. Now, I hope to be bringing you more candidates, such as a senator in Missouri and so forth, but I don't want to introduce them until they actually come across the line and say, here I am. That many of them have filed, they're just not ready, they haven't had the time to give me to introduce them to you and so forth. But right at this point in time, and I told you, I've been telling you for years, save your money for these points in time when we need to get people across the finish line. And Art is facing the finish line. He's only got less than three weeks to get there. We need to actually get some wind in his sails. Finances is one thing, and actually go, and if you know anybody, make the attorney general race the priority in getting people to understand just how important one right person in the right position can actually change and turn heads and change the course of a state back onto the Constitution. That's how important this is. And when you start realizing what an attorney general can actually do by suing the state, by suing the governor, going after these people, I mean, the current attorney general had failed completely. He had failed the people. He failed the Constitution. He is a failure just due to the fact that he did not remove Little for violating the liberties and the rights of the people. Now, when we come back, we're going to get into a few things that, you know, we're scheduling and how we're going to be moving forward to the ratification debates. And you do not want to miss the ratification debates. It's a 2-month iteration, but you're going to actually read and hear for yourself exactly what the framers said about the Constitution. We'll be right back after these two promos. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL. Or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Patriots and citizens of liberty, whether you live in Idaho or you live anywhere within this foreordained republic that our Creator has endowed us with, I cannot stress upon you the importance of this upcoming election in the state of Idaho. Mediocrity abounds plenty in the statewide races except for one. And it's a sad day that we still can't get, because not that I haven't tried. I have tried and tried and tried to bring any of those statewide race candidates to this show to talk about the Constitution. The only one we've had, folks, is Art Machumber, because he understands the Constitution, and we would invite you to listen to our conversation and interview. It is very clear that Art Machumber, as the constitutional candidate, can actually change the direction of the state without being the governor, lieutenant general. As a matter of fact, he can lead the entire state by actually suing the state for failing to commit to their oaths of office, whether that be the state legislature, whether that be the governor, whether that be the lieutenant governor, whatever roles and responsibilities that a lieutenant governor has, or the Secretary of State. And as a matter of fact, the Secretary of State's first order of business should be that Governor Brad Little be removed from eligibility because of his violations against the Constitution. Imagine that. So that's one of the things that Art Machumber can actually sue both. Actually, he just needs to focus his lawsuit on the state attorney, not the state attorney general, I'm sorry, the Secretary of State, which if Dorothy Moon becomes the candidate or becomes the shoe-in and she wins that position, he should sue her. He should sue her that she must remove him in accordance with Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, because clearly he exercised power he did not have. He violated the Constitution. And see, this is how and why it is so important that you actually have an attorney general that understands the Constitution. You don't go to the federal courts because the federal courts have no sovereignty over these issues. It's just like the state land and the crap that they're basically inflicting upon the good people of Idaho. Why sue the federal government when you know they're going to rule in favor of themselves? Go sue the state legislature in the state courts to say it is their obligation to stop this federal tyranny. And why is it that they're not doing anything about it? Now you've actually turned the tables and you've actually hold them accountable, and you can actually start removing these people from office. Folks, every public servant takes an oath to support the Constitution in accordance with Article 6 of the Constitution. Section 3 of the 14th Amendment requires that they fulfill that oath, that they must support it, and if there's a point in time where they fail to support or violate or give aid and comfort to the enemy thereof, the enemy of the Constitution, not the United States, not the governor, not some seat, not some ideology, the Constitution. If they fail to fully support that Constitution, then they are instantly ineligible to be in office and must be removed. It is really clear when you understand how it was debated during the 14th Amendments in Congress. Folks, Art Macomber can actually make the waves that America needs to see in 2023. Please understand the magnitude and the importance of the Idaho elections, and the only one that is committed to actually conversing and talking about doing things right, doing things in accordance with the Constitution. You know, I will give him hell. There will be hell to pay if Art Macomber doesn't do it, and I believe he is the man. I mean, look at where he's come from. This man has, based on his morals and principles, has placed himself into the right positions and taking the right stands. I mean, nobody's perfect, but this man is the epitome of a leader for the state of Idaho. Support him, please. Send him your love. Now, let me move on. We need to really focus, and I hoped what I wanted to do right there was to try to create the sound bite that can actually start rippling across the landscape of Idaho so that people can start going, wow, you know, I never looked at it that way. Wow, that's really, you know, that's interesting that we act, instead of actually going into federal courts, we actually go into the state courts and call these folks out. Because once you get into the federal court system, it's lost. It's lost, folks. Just so you understand, when the federal courts that have, and they know they have no jurisdiction over these things, or if they believe they do have jurisdiction, then you've already lost. Because bottom line, they will never rule in favor. Even Thomas Sowell points this out. They will not rule in favor of them dismantling their own power. They will do any, it's the creature of survival. They perceive their power is good and they must be the keepers of it. Nobody's better than them in possessing that power. That's how bad this is. Now, let me get into the obligatories, because I think it's really important that I at least point out that constitutioneducation.us is where you can go to get constitutional education. Please check it out. And I know Keith Broders is constantly making changes to improve how he's framing this education. So please check it out and keep opposed, or keep apprised with what he's doing. He's doing everything he can to help give you better information regarding the Constitution so that you and your organization can start having some fundamental training. Because I think every organization, whether you be a private business, it doesn't matter. Every business needs to understand the Constitution. It is the supreme law of the land. That's what you, I mean, businesses already do this, you know, mandatory, you know, mandatory sexual harassment. The federal government can't even inflict those types of things upon you. It's one thing for the state to do that if they have the delegated power. Remember, we got enumerated constitutions, folks. We don't have general constitutions or general powers. There should be no general powers granted or delegated to any government in America. It is that simple. And we really need to be very cautious of what powers we give these folks, because I'm telling you, they'll take your home. That's what they're doing right now. So we need to get back to, because I really want to get back into this election and elections local. So let me go ahead and pull that up so that we can actually start focusing on the Bill of Rights and what it's going to take to get people to start understanding. And right here, here is something that both Art Macumber as well as the state of Idaho needs to start looking at in how they can protect from foreign influence, because here I am advocating foreign influence in their election. That's because it's legal right now, folks, and this is an indictment in itself. The fact that I can actually impose my endorsements and these ideas when technically, folks, you need to draw the line and you say, we want people to support the Constitution. We want a Republican form of government. We don't want this open-ended world democracy where China and everybody in the world can start influencing, because that's what they've been doing. It is antithetical to our form of government to allow our enemies to influence our elections, whether that be Russia, China, or even the progressives from one state to another. Or if you want to view somebody that's championing the Constitution and calling out people like I do, that these people will support the Constitution, I mean, that's completely different. To me, I think it's completely different, but I do understand it could be viewed as the different side of the same coin. So what is this concept of all elections must be local? In accordance with Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, to comply with a Republican form of government, all elections must be local only. In other words, the only people that can talk, the only people who can put money down on an ad, the only people that can be involved in supporting and influencing an election are those who live within the election boundaries. Now, so let me put this in context. Each office that's on the ballot, each measure that's on the ballot, each initiative that is on the ballot that the voters will be able to vote upon must be delineated as to the area, air quotes here, area of election, or parentheses, AOE, the area of election, AOE, to determine which voters can vote for the office measure initiative, etc. The area of election, the AOE, is the physical or geographical area of land that the election encompasses within the boundaries of a state, city, county, district, or what have you, right? And so bottom line, when we're looking at the area of election, that is what determines who are those that have the authority or who should have the say over what is going to be said in ads, advertising, or anything else. Anything that comes from outside by a person, entity, or what have you, we have to start considering that foreign. Those who do not permanently reside within the area of election for an office measure initiative, etc., are and must be considered foreigners in regard to the election, for they have no constitutional rights to representation within that area of election. Now, I want to be clear here, folks. When we're talking about your representation, that means that these people are supposed to be accountable to you, the voters. You should have the rights to hold them accountable. It's really that simple. This is why we're actually calling for everybody to start using their First Amendment rights instead of wasting your time on protests and rallies. I mean, how many worthless conservative entertainers or progressive communists are out there getting you to say, oh, you got to come to this rally, this protest? Folks, that's a part of the problem. We have to start asserting our rights in demanding compliance of the Constitution. We'll be right back after these two promos.
I have been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so let me give you this perspective, because, you know, I criticize people during the election time when you hear somebody say, hey, you know, this person's running for office, but they're not one of us. In other words, they moved here 5-10 years ago. It's not like they were born here. It's almost like the paradigm with some of these folks is that you have to be born there and you have to live your entire life there to deserve to be a public servant and being able to do good work. Well, what they're basically saying is if James Madison moved into their county because of whatever purpose it was that drove him to move, he would not be a good public servant for them. Are you serious? We should not be looking at whether and why somebody lived there. It is one thing to say, hey, if you don't live here, you have no say in this upcoming election. And that's why we have to place context to a resident of the area of election. If you're a resident to the area of election, then you have all the say and you can do, you know, within the parameters of what the law allows. However, anybody that is not a resident in that county for that county election, for the county commissioner, then, and you live in the neighboring county, that means you're a foreigner. You're in a foreign county. You have no business at all in getting involved. So let's put this into the complete context. If a foreign person, a foreign business, a foreign entity, or a foreign organization involves itself in any way with the campaign issues of an office, measure, initiative, etc., then they must be arrested, charged with election tampering because they have no right of representation. Whether that be, and so I am going to stretch this regarding measures specific or initiatives specific, but we'll get to that. And they must be tried in a common law court. Ah, why? Because a common law court will be a jury of the peers that will actually decide the fate of these individuals from within that county where they were tampering. And this is how we actually have this won't be done in an admiralty court, folks, and we'll follow common law. If the person or members of a business entity or organization are U.S. citizens, then they must, at a minimum, lose their citizenship for a period of time. I'm suggesting 12 years. In other words, that's three presidential election cycles, three gubernatorial election cycles. If you really think you can get away with election tampering, and, you know, then it, because we got to make the crime really worth, actually, or I should say, the punishment really worth changing paradigms so that people won't even think about giving it up. I'm actually okay with, I think I'm being a little lenient, I'm actually okay with you losing your right to vote in the United States, period, if you actually participate in campaign tampering. In an election tampering, in an election, you have no right of representation in. You're a foreigner. You have no right to actually contribute. You have no right to actually have any say. It's one thing to hold people accountable, but when it comes to the choosing of representation, when it comes to choosing for oneself, then you have to let the people get themselves educated and vote based on those things that drive them to vote. And outside influence cannot be tolerated. So as we move forward, to be clear, only those who reside within the area of election have a right to vote on those specific offices, measures, initiatives, etc., directly associated to the election of the area. Now, the influence of any form, i.e. financial contributions, endorsements, like G.R. Mobley is endorsing Art Matcumber. I'm obviously not a citizen of Idaho, but right now, there's no laws against this. This is why I'm injecting myself into the constitutionality of candidates and so forth. We need everybody to actually start doing this, and this is one of the reasons why we need you to actually start creating constitutional counties so that you can start defending your counties from outside influence, because Soros is buying people to not actually enforce the law, to pervert and subvert our constitutional union and republic. No person, entity in any form can contribute, financially endorse, advertise, stump, promote, or offer their views regarding any candidate. It's like Johnny Depp coming in or Trump coming in and saying, I support this candidate. That has to end. It's one thing for somebody to generally say, hey, well, what do you think about the elections going on across America? Well, I hope, this would be my comment, I hope and pray that the people that are voting in those elections are using the Constitution as their guide and making sure that everybody that they vote for will support their oath of office, which means that they will support the Constitution. When we start having that type of sentiment, then I think we're moving in the right direction. Business contributions to campaigns can only contribute to a candidate, measure, initiative, etc. within that area of election. In other words, they have to operate in that area of election. It is illegal and must be actually considered a crime for a business to actually funnel money into or contributing money into campaigns where they are not operating. So I'll give you a case in point. If Walmart is operating within your county, then Walmart, if they want to contribute to the races within that county where they reside. Yeah, so let's say their business is outside the city. It's in an unincorporated area. It is not a part of the city boundaries. Then they have no ability to actually inject themselves or contribute to any of the campaigns within that city. And so they can only do it within the area of election that they're qualified to be in. In other words, if the boundary for the election in the precinct where they happen to sit, and it's only over initiatives and county commissioner and that's it, then those are the only elections that they can inject themselves in. Now, to be clear, we also have to have them account that no money has come in from other businesses, i.e. other Walmart headquarters, what have you, that gets funneled in, they actually have to prove, that the money that they are using for campaign contributions, if they are a large business that has a presence outside the area of election, they have to prove that they actually have separations so that there's no commingling of funds from the corporate operational funds and so forth, that the only funds that they can use are the monies that they actually made from within that area. They can't use, you know, internet sales. They can't use anything like that. It has to be actual people walking in and doing business. Why? Because this draws the line and it forces them to start accounting for, you know, how and how much money they're bringing in and what they're doing within that county area of business. Folks, this is how we start actually taking control of our elections. This means that if an entity like a PAC is operating in an area of election, the only monies that they can use to influence the election within that area election must come from money contributions that they receive from residents or sales they've made within the area of election. In other words, Soros can't fund a PAC, put it in your county, and then give them money and say, use this for advertising. They actually have to prove that that money actually came from, and there has to be a good money trail. So in other words, let's just say Soros has his hands in a few households and a PAC, and he gives money to these people that they give to this PAC. Well, now when you trace down the people, you have to look at their taxes, and we have to do this. The reason why we have to do this is because Soros is that evil that he is doing everything he can to bypass our system, to influence it. We cannot allow our election systems to be influenced anymore. Not just the counting, but the election process itself, the campaigning. The intent is to ensure that these contributions are strictly from the locals who have a constitutional right to representation. In other words, in Idaho, in a particular county, or in Wyoming, in a particular county, there's only so many people that live there, and they only have so much money. And so if all of a sudden somebody has $5,000 or they have more than enough money to start contributing, then you need to scrutinize their taxes to determine if these people, and I'm telling you folks, when you actually start seeing people that are making contributions for communist people who are supporting communist ideologies, you have to scrutinize it. And I'm just telling you, it just makes sense because those folks will do anything necessary. Remember, the ends justify the means. We'll get into this when we get back into talking about the ratification debate, because we're going to start off with the scale of liberty and the two sides of that spectrum of liberty and subjugation and why people are wired to commit any crime that they feel necessary. To be clear, a single business, entity, or organization that does not have any ties, we'll wrap this up tomorrow. I'm sorry, we will get into this on Friday. We've got some feedback that we want to give, but it's going to be more important. So not that your feedback isn't important, but it's going to be more important that we actually start giving you these campaigns and these issues regarding these upcoming elections so that you can be a much smarter voter. Folks, I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and Republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.